listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. The State of Origin opener has started the war between states. Queensland has drawn first blood over New South Wales, winning 26-18 in Adelaide last night. Coach Billy Slater telling Nine it was another Maroons miracle.
I look at all Queenslanders. I'm sure there's 5.3 million Queenslanders sitting up there really proud of their footy team here tonight.
In other news, and a heads up to those paying off their uni fees, HEX indexation comes into effect today, impacting 3 million Aussies. Student loans have been indexed 7.1% despite a bunch of crossbench MPs calling on the PM to stop the debt avalanche. Tammy Tyrrell from the Jackie Lambie Network is among the eight who wrote a joint letter for government intervention, and she's hoping there's some kind of resolution before it happens again next year.
In a perfect world, it should be free. That's not the world that we live in now. And, you know, if we have interest rates on it low and keep it fixed low, I think that's reasonable and fair.
Meantime, former student Hannah has told the Briefing podcast many are already struggling with the cost of living.
It just feels like another kind of stab in an already open wound.
The defamation trial launched by Ben Robert Smith will end later today with the long-awaited verdict. It'll be handed down this afternoon in Sydney after a trial lasting 110 days and costing millions in legal fees. The war veteran has sued The Age, Sydney Morning Herald and Canberra Times over a series of articles about his time in Afghanistan, which were published in 2018. Keep the lights on, even in the daytime. That's a possible solution for Victorian drivers being put forward in a bid to get the road toll down. If successful, it'd follow the likes of Canada in having mandatory daytime lights. And NASA's UFO team says over 800 incidents have been investigated and 2.5% of those are not readily understandable. While former astronaut and pilot Scott Kelly says one potential UFO was actually a balloon of an iconic cartoon character.
The guy that sits in the back of the Tomcat was convinced we flew by a UFO. So I didn't see it. We turned around. We went to go look at it. It turns out it was Bart Simpson, a balloon.
Bruised. That's how New South Wales are feeling this morning after letting slip a golden chance to beat Queensland last night. The Blues were up by 2 points late in the Origin opener, but were overrun by Maroons side with a player in the sin bin. Captain James Tedesco says they should have capitalised.
Yeah, I feel like we fought our way back in the game. It was through hard work and effort, but we probably just didn't nail some big moments, and they did, especially at the end there.
The Blues will be out to save the series when Game 2 rolls around in 3 weeks at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. Turning to AFL now, and Port Adelaide veteran Travis Boak is pushing to return from a rib injury against the Hawks this weekend. Boak telling Seven it's been a painful recovery at times.
It was starting to heal and it just copped another knock right where the crack was. So it's it was a little bit painful, but hopefully it heals pretty quick.
And at the tribunal last night, Lions veteran Dane Zorko failed to overturn his one-match ban for eye gouging. Brisbane unsuccessfully tried to argue that the video evidence wasn't clear. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny with a chance of another smoke haze in Brisbane, reaching a top of 25, blue skies for the Gold Coast and 24, partly cloudy in Sydney, 23 the max, patchy showers in Melbourne, a top of 16, a shower or two and windy in Hobart, 13 the max, patchy showers and 19 in Adelaide, same goes for Perth, a top of 19 degrees also. The 7am News podcast is the big story. It's the news that defines the moment with a narrative. New episodes every weekday on the Listener app. Download now and listen for free.